Well, this is all I need, people recording this and listening back later. Yeah, we just had 9S, and there is, looks like a camel deadlock in the east and a horse elephant deadlock in the west.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Omar.
Hey, this is great. See you guys doing a little bit of commentary here.
Just trying to see if I can do it. It's hard to fill the air. Too much dead time. I really thought that the job that Fritz and John did was extraordinary.
Oh, yeah.
And you too, Omar.
It's really hard to keep up. I don't know how they do that.
Well, they seem to see things that none of the rest of us do. For instance, in this position, all I really see is, okay, a possible exposed rabbit on H2, which is now not exposed. So I don't see a lot happening in this game. Those two would probably be all be talking about strategic G6 point not being occupied. But I don't see that.
Yeah, the only other thing that I see is like that the silver elephant being placed there on B4, I think is trying to prevent the elephant from, the gold elephant from dragging the horse out to B4 from, you know, from where it wouldn't be able to sort of escape too easily before, you know, maybe getting framed on C3 or something like that.
Yeah, the A and B elephant and horses, that looks like a deadlock to me. Somebody's got to move before any of that goes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I don't think the gold camel and go to G6 because then the elephant comes across and cuts it off.
Yeah, so this might be sort of a situation where both camels are sort of maybe a little free to roam around while the elephants are deadlocked.
As long as they don't go too far forward. One of them goes forward, then the other elephant comes across. We have a camel hostage situation. This is a more deadlocked position than I'm used to seeing.
Yeah, exactly. It's really tricky in these kind of situations. I think that's why they've both sort of got their camels way off on the east wing there, you know, just to make sure that they don't get them in a situation where the elephant might come running after them.
Well, that breaks the deadlock a little bit. This is still an opening where I see the minor pieces have to stay back. And the major pieces might try to find a hole like a horse, but there is no hole. I don't think a lot is going to happen. I think that dog has to retreat.
Yeah, I think Silver might be able to easily free the dog and retreat a little bit here.
I'm drinking a beer here, and it's becoming easier to provide commentary as I'm making progress on this beer. Okay, that was a good retreat right there. So that's a nice, solid position by Silver.
Yeah, and I don't know if Silver would want to take, like, say, maybe the gold horse on A4 hostage at all. I don't think it would be very beneficial. Although, you know, he does have, the Silver does have the two horses on that side. So, you know, eventually could be used for framing that horse, but I don't know if it would be beneficial to do that yet.
Remember years ago, Omar, we used to always take that horse hostage?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's when I started playing. We always took that horse hostage. And I think what we thought was that you take the other two horses on the other wing, and even though you didn't have the biggest piece, you had two of the next biggest piece, and we tried to make an advantage that way.
And then that was sort of before the elephant horse attacks became popular and put an end to that.
I thought it was Fritz Line that actually pioneered that. I think he claims it was somebody else's idea, but I think he used to do it, or he experimented with it the most when we started.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, who that might have been, but I remember for sure, like, by the second challenge match, it had gotten to the point where I remember Balbo kept using the elephant horse attack as a way to win against Baum.
Yes, Baum was particularly bad at responding to that. And then
yeah,
the postal.
Baum and also most of the other bots, I think up until even recently, were not very well at responding to that. But now it's getting a little tough trying to do that with the new generation of bots.
So I'm wondering whether here the gold elephant wants to go west and try to stick to that camel, even though he can't. It's going to cause it to retreat.
Yeah, interesting idea. If it does, I'm sure Silver might have to probably also come that side, but he decides to start pulling the cat instead.
Yes, live commentary, but not as good as what you're used to.
Yeah, I know it's really difficult. But, yeah, I think that goal move probably didn't really buy him too much right now, because that cat can just retrieve very easily.
Yeah, actually, it looked like with the tempo, it gave Silver an opportunity to gain tempo, although the move that Silver made doesn't look like it gained much.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of goes to show you a little bit of the difference between, like, you know, how the really top players play, where they just create these really complicated situations that, you know, you just can't understand what's going on. Versus, you know, a lot of the other top players where we're kind of playing a more of an open game still.
Yes, the very top players are often doing things that I don't understand, especially in the opening. And they're succeeding in creating opportunities that I don't get because I don't understand what they're doing. Now, this is a good rabbit pull that Gold has achieved.
Oh, and Silver manages to start a rabbit pull of his own.
And that's a good pull by Silver, because that's a bad place to have a rabbit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, although probably what Gold might want to do here is just try to get that rabbit shifted over to the east wing there.
Right. Hippo yeah, likes frames.
What's that?
Hippo likes frames. I know he's going to be looking for a frame here. I'm sure he's thinking, I want to frame that rabbit.
Yeah, he might have to flip it back before he can do that. You were saying, you know, those complicated positions that these really top players create. I mean, that's kind of what happened to me in my last game against Fritzlin. I thought I was doing okay. I mean, I was actually trying to create a go on the offense more so that I wouldn't end up, getting rolled over. And then I thought I was doing okay, getting him a little bit on the defense. But then he just, you know, made the position so complicated, I didn't know how to proceed after that.
So now it goes over.
Ah, but if Silver flips the camel over to B5, Gold might have to come back, or not the camel, but the horse.
Horse.
B5, yeah, Gold might have to come back for that.
Although if he does, what does that mean? Comes back and he has an advanced elephant and horse, that's not that bad.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. So now I'm pretty sure Gold is going to have to come over again. Yep, exactly.
And here, I was thinking Silver is going to pull a rabbit, but no, you don't pull a rabbit into an EH.
Yeah, that could become a little tricky if you do that. And, you know, if you're not able to take care of that rabbit, it could become a liability.
What about the flipping the gold rabbit on the A4?
Yeah, that might be a good idea. And then that sort of also exposes the cat on C2 a little bit.
And it keeps the B5 horse from advancing.
Right. Kind of gets blocked by its own rabbit.
Both camels very much out of play here.
Yeah, I mean, they're sort of just waiting on the edge to do something, but the elephants are, you know, not tied up yet, so they really can't get involved. Okay, that was kind of interesting.
Did the same thing by keeping the B5 horse from advancing, but I'm not so sure about inviting two horses into the home area.
That might get to be a little hard to handle. But
at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, well, I was thinking at this point when the J started, was starting some sort of a rabbit blockade on the west side, Silver's west side. So advance those two rabbits onto A6 and B7. And now what we have is, two gold horses out of play
at
the expense
exactly.
of one.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, if he's able to get, if Silver is able to get a rabbit onto A6 there, then the gold horse wouldn't be able to push its way out. And then, in the nick of time, I think.
Yeah, at least both horses aren't blocked. How do we pronounce the J? The J? How do we pronounce that?
I'm not exactly sure. I end up saying the J.
John.
I really don't know.
The J. I think I wrote a song about him at one of the postal mixers.
Oh, is that right?
The Pinky and the Brain song. Mystery in the J. One is a genius.
Okay.
The other one, meh. That was my rhyme.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, that was really silly. And this an attempt at elephant blockade.
Ooh, interesting. Wow, if
doesn't have to cooperate with it.
Yeah, it's really bad when you get those rabbits behind your elephants. I've had that happen to me a few times, and boy, you know, that position gets really, really terrible to play.
So here I'm almost thinking you got to back out the A4 horse, move the rabbit onto A4, guarantee mobility for your elephant. You don't
have to
move the elephant out of that, but you have to guarantee its mobility.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Gold has to. Gold's elephant just isn't well placed right now. He has to get it out, and that's kind of different.
That may work against somebody like Fritz. If I were playing Gold, the next thing that would happen is that Silver would have my elephant totally blockaded.
Yeah, and also right now, this is what I was going to say, is that Silver can start activating his camel now because the gold elephant is so so far on the west wing and sort of blocked up a little bit.
He did. So now I'm thinking again, sinking elephant back, and then gold rabbit to A4. So we'll see. Can Silver take advantage of this temporary loss of elephant?
Yeah, I think Gold is just kind of focused now on trying to get a rabbit pull and maybe capturing the rabbit. But Silver has to do something real quick here to take advantage of this situation where the gold elephant is sort of out of play. Yeah, so he tries to pull a dog up real quick. I don't know if that was sufficient, because, I mean, Gold should be able to retreat it fairly easily, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking simply a rabbit pull on the H file was what he could accomplish. We'll see if he can hang on to this dog here.
It might slow down the rabbit pull for Gold a little bit, but yeah, I think Gold should be able to save that dog. Maybe just move the camel to E3 and retreat the dog to D3.
Now, if he does that, I'm almost thinking Silver camel might want G3.
Right. Yeah, that's a key square.
Yeah, so that may not be a good thing. I'm also wondering whether Gold is going to be able to keep that the rabbit that's on B4 now can't get out of the line of fire. So I'm almost thinking if I'm Gold, I'm thinking about trading those rabbits, and I can retreat the dog by moving the rabbit to D4, and that frees my elephant.
Essentially,
I'm retreating. And what I'm thinking about is a frame of, ultimately a frame of the rabbit that's on A4, but I get my elephant out, and I expect that middle rabbit is probably going to get taken. So now what he's done...
That was interesting. He did let go of that G3 square. So
if
camel wants, he could advance to that.
And he's got some support.
Right.
How does Silver strengthen that elephant blockade?
by maybe putting like a horse or something on C4.
I can
be a little risky, though, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, because then that would sort of cause the gold camel to want to come over that side.
Yeah, actually, gold can free it by pulling the A4 rabbit back and moving B4 rabbit to A4, and then this elephant is out. So yeah, an elephant on C4 doesn't work at all.
Right, right. Now, what he did do here was, probably gives him a little bit more time, but the dog is, I don't think it's really at any risk yet.
No, the elephant is a whole move away from participating in the center, so he's got to use some other pieces, but he's got them.
Yeah, I think Gold might end up moving his camel to E3 now, and Silver might want to advance further in on the east wing then.
Yeah, I think Silver has an opportunity there, although, okay, so things look like they're about changing here.
Yeah, so now we have a rabbit that's threatened.
And in protecting it, the gold elephant is going to get activated.
Right, yeah, that's kind of a tough situation now for Silver.
Yeah, so good move by Gold, 22G.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I would do right now as Silver. I mean, if you advance that elephant to C4, then you're definitely going to have to retreat with the camel and the horse then.
For Silver, I might consider pulling the dog in between the elephant and the horse.
Oh, yeah, like that. That's what he did.
Now, this is a setup that I haven't seen people comment on, but I've noticed over the years. Look how the Silver elephant and camel have two spaces between them. So any piece that is smaller than the elephant and the camel can't retreat from that. It needs a piece of equal value in order to bring it out. So that's sort of a little trap configuration.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, you can retreat one of the pieces, but the other one would get frozen in between there.
Yeah, the only way to get that dog out is to advance the camel.
Right.
And if Gold does that, then Silver on the next move is going to go over and pull the camel in.
And get it fenced, sort of, because then, you know, you've got that camel on F5,
yeah.
Which makes it hard for the gold camel to escape. Whoa.
Well, he couldn't back it out. So I don't know if he had a lot. So what can happen now, if he takes the dog, then he's going to go push the camel onto F4, and the elephant can come and save it. So we're looking at a possible silver camel hostage, but take a dog.
In exchange for a dog, right?
Yeah, and I guess the silver rabbit will fall. But I think I would do that if I were Silver.
Yeah, I agree. I think I would just take the dog right now. And then we'll be about that camel hostage later. Oh, okay, interesting. So he definitely saves the camel and sets the dog up for a frame.
Actually, to get captured.
Well, the gold elephant could come over to C5 right now, see what you're saying. Yeah, it's actually between traps, so it could get captured on F6.
So I like how I said, what did I say, 23G or 22G was a good move, and the move right after that for Silver, that was a good move for Silver. So I really don't know what a good move looks like.
Yeah, I think Silver's playing pretty well here. He's coming up with some moves that I hadn't even considered, which I really like.
So Fritz would stay strategically, keeping that gold dog in the center, with bigger pieces around it, was the right plan. That a tactical complication.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Most likely take it, and that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when that gold elephant had sort of gotten out of play, it allowed Silver to use that little bit of time to come out and pull back this dog now. So yeah, I mean, Gold is in a tough situation right now. Thinking.
I don't know what's good for Gold. Because there's nothing good, and I think that dog is gone. I think I would just use this to take the rabbit.
Yeah, you're probably right. There is no way to save it. And that's exactly what he does.
Yeah, Hippo, you need to get off this channel.
Yeah, if you're listening. Oh, wow. So Silver's position is starting to look pretty good.
Yeah, it's nicely placed, and I think now that, well, the camel has to go away from the elephant. That's going to leave the west side weak for Gold.
Yeah, you're right. I wonder if he's going to want to unfreeze it and move it over to G3. No, he moves it more towards the west wing.
Yeah, and so now Gold has all three heavy pieces on the east side.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Silver could actually even invade with the dog and elephant right now.
Yes.
And that would force the Gold elephant to have to come back to F4.
Look like the elephant could get a dog hostage out of it. That's not terribly good.
Right. Yeah.
If you wanted the that, elephant. There's enough pieces on the board so Silver could flood on the west. And all Gold gets is dog immobilized for its elephant. So, yeah, I think that's the thing to do is to do an ED attack.
An elephant dog attack, huh?
Yeah.
Three.
Now, if you tried that and Gold flips the horse.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that could be a little complicated.
Well, I'm still wondering whether Silver should start harvesting all the F3 pieces. He'd get a rabbit and he'd get a dog.
Well, I mean, he could get a rabbit right away and still save the horse. So the elephant on D3 could capture the rabbit and then just step over to C3 and still save the horse, at least temporarily.
Right.
And then the cat on G2 would sort of be at risk. But yeah, that be interesting to see what Silver does here. Play something completely different than we considered. I think maybe Silver maybe wants to commit the Gold elephant a little bit more towards the west before launching an attack on the east.
Maybe it doesn't really want it. Doesn't feel comfortable with an all-out attack west or in the east.
Yeah, I mean, both players are kind of playing sort of more of an open position. You know, without too much of a lockup or invasion.
So Silver may just be content to pull that rabbit.
Wow, Silver retreats, actually.
Very, very defensive.
Right.
Although maybe what Silver sees is it must attack with EH. Needs to get a horse over there on the east side.
I think as Silver, I'd probably want to get that rabbit on A4. Pulled a little bit towards the Silver side just to maybe start committing the elephant onto the west wing before launching an attack on F3.
Yeah, I'd sort of like to see it getting committed to something before I committed my other pieces, because I don't want something like that sitting out there as a hidden goal attack.
Right. Gold is sort of strengthening up the east side there.
Yeah, I think now the elephant wants to push the horse back on the west side.
Ah, okay.
Okay, the Jeff finds something useful to do that's other than that. So, okay, so the Jeff doesn't want to attack on the east side right now.
Yeah, I think this might actually be a little bit better. He's sort of threatening to flip the camel, and if he does that, you know, Gold definitely has to commit his elephant. So now I think those rabbits are starting to become vulnerable on the west now.
Yeah, I like flipping the rabbit to B5.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that one. I think that's what I would do at this point.
Silver elephant is now very close to the Gold camel, and that's where it wants to be. So that's a good place for the elephant to be. And now you'd like to just get those gold rabbits out of the way.
Yeah, and then without those rabbits, then the camel becomes more vulnerable.
So now the silver retreat of the camel looks better. We didn't like it before.
This is a good position for the camel to be in so that it doesn't get disturbed while Silver is working on the west wing here.
Note that the C2 horse needs to be protected.
Right, exactly. So that'll use up at least one step
for
gold. Now, what would you do with the other three steps here? Maybe move the elephant more towards the west?
I don't know if the elephant can make any progress in the west.
Okay, so he's starting to pull out a cat. So he could say, you know, if you threaten to pull my rabbit out, I'll start pulling the cat out.
Yeah, so where the elephant is, I think Silver needs to use two steps to protect that cat. I would use the other two steps to push the rabbit back.
Right, yeah, I think Silver will make more progress from this situation now.
Gold may then flip the cat, but I think that's pretty easy to defend. The elephant's now in position to defend that. Oh, or use the cat, yeah.
He did exactly as you suggested.
Yeah, although I wasn't thinking of using the D7 cat, which is better than what I was thinking.
Now the rabbit on B5 is really vulnerable.
Yeah, gold can move the elephant around so that the rabbit can go on to A5, but that's only going to let silver pull it into A6.
Yeah, I think that's probably just a temporary measure. Yeah, silver's position is looking better and better. Oh, that's interesting.
Now that is interesting, but usually that's not a good place for the elephant.
Yeah, very vulnerable for an elephant blockade, huh? Ooh.
And the jets think so.
Shooting for that.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, I mean, with the camel being on the west wing there, it might not really pan out.
Well, the elephant can get out, but if it does, if it gets out onto E6, then Silver just takes the rabbit.
Right. Yeah, and I think he might just be threatening that.
But if he doesn't, then I'm not sure. Maybe one way to delay this would be to flip the dog onto the trap. Well, okay, so Simon's saying, what about advancing the horse onto the trap, or even the horse onto C5, and would that equalize some things? That might be a good way of...
Yeah, that would make it a little bit harder to blockade the elephant, especially if you have a horse, say, on C5.
Yeah, or even C6. I'm not sure about C6, Simon, because then what if the elephant flips that horse onto E6?
Yeah, that could get a little dangerous, especially with the camel being on the east side there.
So for people listening, I'm reading Simon's entries into the chat room, responding to those. So yeah, other people in the chat room, feel free. I'll try and talk to those.
Okay. So yeah,
he's electing to lose the rabbit, which is probably the best he could have done. Although I don't know if I think a horse on D5 might have been the best thing to do.
Well, one other thing that I was just considering was just to maybe advance the camel a little bit to B4, and just moving the rabbit to A5, just as a temporary measure at least.
And I don't think the elephant blockade could hold, because then the camel could go forward to B6, right?
Right. And also, you know, with those advanced rabbits being sort of like on that A file, the camel can actually even come in, say even to like say B6, and push the horse onto the trap, and even maybe, you know, end up framing the horse on Silver's side, you know, using the other horse there. I mean, you know, kind of thinking long range there though, but
and for listeners who haven't read Fritz Lein's book, he talks about in this position, if you have rabbits on the A file, then your horse or your camel, gold camel, can operate on the B file, and the silver elephant can't take it hostage because it's got the mobility due to those rabbits. That, I think, was something that I first saw ADNAC doing a lot a few years ago.
Yeah, that's a really slippery kind of situation when somebody does that on you. I've had that happen to me. Huh, interesting. Instead of just capturing that rabbit, Silver is advancing into near the F3.
Well, I'm wondering what would have happened if he'd just taken the rabbit and Gold pushed the E6 cat back two squares.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that might become unsavable, maybe. Yeah, I think that cat would have probably been lost eventually if he had done that. But yeah, I see now why Silver has advanced the elephant here now.
I think Silver still has this nice advantage. Gold may be able to delay that rabbit capture, but I think that B5 rabbit is gone.
Yeah, definitely. I like Silver's position here. Material advantage definitely helps. And also, unless Gold sort of gets those rabbits stashed away, say maybe on the A-file or something, they're very vulnerable right now.
Make sure Gold realizes that his F3 horse be protected, probably by moving it to G3.
Yeah, right now as Gold, I would probably move the horse to G3 and then advance the camel to B4 and step the rabbit over to A5.
That's what I would do. On this team speak, Omar, how often do you hear your own voice echoed?
I hear it echoed myself, but are you hearing echo when I speak?
No, I occasionally hear an echo when I speak.
Oh, that's strange. So maybe like in your settings, from I don't know, are you using Windows? In Windows, I had to change it from wave mix out back over to microphone, and that helped a little bit.
I'm not hearing it all the time. When I first started, the echo is very strong. Just a few seconds ago, I heard it again, very weak. Okay, so Simon is asking Omar whether you have your speakers on.
Yeah, actually I do, and maybe that might be causing it.
That could be.
Let me get some headphones here.
Right, I'm using headphones. Okay, so Silver takes the rabbit, and I expected that. Gold's 32G really didn't threaten anything. So there we have it. So now we have Silver up a whole dog, and I don't think that Gold has any real compensation for that. So Silver's spotted a dog here right now.
Yeah, I think Silver's position is getting better and better slowly. I think Gold really didn't have too much to worry about if he advanced his camel, since his elephant is already there, deep into Silver's side and not really even committed.
And he had two rabbits on the A file that I thought could have taken care of any threat by the elephant.
Yeah, those would have really helped.
At this point, without much to shoot at, especially with the silver elephant being able to go to either side, I would just push that cat back anyway, hope Silver makes a mistake.
Yeah, that might be Gold's best option right now. Maybe push the cat out. Would you push it out to, say, E4 or D5?
I was thinking E4. Another thing that I'm looking at, I know in the opening I like to possible put rabbits on awkward squares in the center. Gold can put Silver Rabbit onto C6. Not a great square for it.
All right.
I think doing the cat better. Now, those two rabbits on the side, I think that's wishful thinking. I especially with that big clog of silver stuff in the north east. Yeah. I don't see those rabbits have any future at this point. I wouldn't be advancing them.
Yeah, but, you know, then again, there was not really much else to do with those other two steps. I guess he figured if he pushed it to E4, it would have gotten away maybe easier. So the cat is able to retreat now again. Yeah, really not a good position for silver right now.
Well, yeah, neither side has any real threats, though it's just this material advantage that the that silver is enjoying that makes him ahead.
Right, yeah, it's still, you know, pretty much an open position. They're sort of just tussling around, pulling out a piece or two, capturing, cleaning up the situation, and then retreating back. It's a very different kind of a game than, you know, what you see, like, say, with the really top players.
Right, right. The top players seem to be able to take something like this and make more immediate threats, especially in their opponent's home traps.
Right, right, absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, like what we were talking about earlier with those rabbits being on the A-file and the camel being on that side as well. And the gold elephant not being committed, I think, you know, the top players would have probably used that to try to launch an attack, say, like maybe on C6 or something.
So this position looks a lot like the opening now.
Right, right.
So while it looks like you might want to flip that horse, that would look a lot like an EH attack. So I think you don't flip the horse.
Interesting. He flips it to the side.
Pins it to the side. I'm not sure how to make progress there, although I don't have any great ideas here. I'm wondering if I'm gold, what I'd really would rather do is maybe take some of those back row rabbits and move them to the west side and then take my camel and horse and try to attack with them, along with a bunch of A-file rabbits.
Right, right. Yeah, I'd also probably, as gold, probably I'd want to get the silver elephant occupied on the east wing, and then maybe use my camel, which I have on the already well-positioned on the west wing, to start something on that side. I think gold is trying to make some progress towards that, but I don't think... the silver elephant is committed at all yet.
Yeah, something like moving the gold camel up, pulling the horse, leaving the gold camel on A5. Nice entry move. But you want to have the silver elephant more committed before you do that.
Right, right. Yeah, like, it had say, like, there been a horse on H4 or something like that, you know, then, well, he did exactly what you said.
Okay, yeah, but wow. I think he's doing it too early. And now I think the silver horse tries to go get him.
Or you mean the silver elephant will
silver elephant,
to the west,
yeah.
Now. Yeah, I agree. I think that might have been a little premature to do that yet.
So let me see. If the silver elephant goes to C4, then... gold is going to flip the horse.
The silver elephant will push a camel over to A6 and maybe step the cat off.
That's five steps. Now maybe it was okay to do that. I'm thinking gold has just enough steps to take the horse and get the gold elephant back to protect C6.
Yeah, possibly. Ooh, so he kind of plays a bit defensive here without changing the position of the silver elephant.
Okay, the chat room doesn't think that gold had enough time to protect...
the camel?
Camel.
Hmm.
Okay, so what they thought was that while the cat and the horse were getting out of the way, they could position themselves probably on... C5 and D6 and keep that silver elephant from getting back there and save Simon, and never mind. That seemed to be an agreement.
Okay.
All right, so now what we have is we have that gold camel is now next to the trap, which I think is making it even easier for the silver elephant to come.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that gold move isn't good.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what I would want to do here is gold.
Well, it's silver's move here, right? So there, I think it's the right thing for silver to do.
Am I missing a move? I'm seeing that we're still on 37G.
No, I have 38G is about to be moved. So 37S
okay.
Just got moved.
I might have to reload my client here. I probably missed a move.
Oh, right. So if it wasn't too early for gold to move the camel onto A5, I think it was definitely too early for gold to put the camel onto B6.
I'm going to have to maybe restart my browser here a little bit. My network is acting up. So.
And does that mean I'm going to fall off TeamSpeak? Or just
no, you'll still be there. I'll just be going out of the room and coming back. So I'll see you in a bit.
Okay, so I'm working both without a sidekick and without somebody who can kick me off if I start saying something bad. So now gold has this problem of its camel, and I'm thinking that gold probably has to move his horse or his elephant onto C5, or the camel away, but I see camel hostage now. Next thing that's going to happen. So the silver elephant can take the camel hostage, and there is plenty of steps so that if gold tries to take the horse in response, horse on H5, silver has lots of moves that it can respond by taking the gold camel. So I think the silver elephant goes to B5. The cat needs to get out of the way somewhere. Maybe it has to get out of the way on... Well, he chose B6. Yeah, that's reasonable. A4 is an interesting place to have put the cat. It doesn't look like... you worry about whether the gold horse on 2 will come up and try to take advantage of that cat, but there's so many things in the way that that may have been a place it could go, and that could have set up a possible entry into gold threat territory in the west. Okay, so gold is threatening silver camel capture. By doing that, now the obvious way of threatening the gold camel to pull it onto B5 with the elephant going to B4, and if he does that, gold elephant can free it up. But there may be another... Okay, I think Omar's back. Is that you, Omar?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Wow, position's changed quite a bit in a couple of moves here.
Well, right. So silver is threatening the gold camel, and gold in response, I think, as a transitional threat to the horse, which I don't think it'll take. Ultimately, the gold elephant has got to come across.
Yeah, I think gold's going to have to let go of that horse and just come back to save the camel right now. Probably try to move the camel back to A4 or something.
If it goes to A4, the elephant might go thinking about ways to really save it as a hostage, which he can't. So I don't know whether leaving a horse on A5 makes no difference.
Yeah, that elephant, the silver rabbit on A6 kind of gets in the way.
So listeners might try and speculate how many moves this game is going to go. I don't see it ending really quickly. But now that silver has a way of locking out that camel, and I think that the gold elephant, never mind, says 62, I think the elephants can be committed near, possibly not on the C6 trap, and that will allow silver's elephants to attack at F3, and the silver camel wants to position itself somewhere like F6, E6, part of either the attack at F6 or the hostage near C6. So I think this is going to be a combination of two elephants down in C3 that's going to do something. That's all going to take a long time.
Yeah, I expect this game to probably go like maybe at least to 60 moves.
Yeah, I think 60 moves is feels like.
Yeah, both players are sort of opting to play a bit of an open game and then, you know, just slowly dragging out a piece or two at a time. Whoa.
Okay, that's what I was talking about, man. And that's a good square for the horse to be on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think gold's position might be getting a little bit better here because you know, with the or not gold, but silver's position, because now with the camel almost hostage there, silver can start advancing towards the C6 or the F6.
So what's the fastest way to do this?
Towards the F3 trap, yeah.
All right, so I'm thinking that another silver horse goes around the F3 trap.
Yeah, absolutely. That might be the best way. That way, you know, if you've got two horses there, then you can easily advance a camel into that area without much fear of the elephant being able to do anything if it comes over there.
Okay, what's Silver's tactic here? He's got to protect D6, but he wants to hold on to the camel hostage. So one way of just accomplishing that is move the dog to A7, move the rabbit to B6, and then, you could push the camel to A6, or you could do something that makes things a little bit stronger.
And that's kind of almost what he did.
That's sort of what he did. So the camel hostage is interesting now in that there's not an immediate capture threat. So gold elephant has some hope of mobility. There's also the possibility of taking two horses down around C6 and freeing up the elephant somewhat. That's why you keep the camel back.
Right. Yeah, Silver kind of closed off the options for Gold to, like, maybe stash away the camel.
I don't think Gold has enough pieces to really flood.
No, probably not.
As Silver, I would entertain taking the horse on C6 and moving it to C3 and advancing maybe the dog.
Yeah, although if that Gold horse is able to get to C7, might make it a little bit difficult for Silver to do something.
That's pretty interesting.
Although I don't know if think that the camel might be able to come across, because there aren't as many pieces back there, so it's not as easy for the camel to slip by that gold elephant.
So to keep the horse from going through the C6 trap, I'm thinking of putting one of those little blocks right behind the trap. So what, we got to put a rabbit on C8 and maybe the cat on D7.
Right, right.
The jay isn't going to do that.
So Silver now is threatening to invade the F3. Trap.
Right, and that's what the position dictates. Although he won't get a camel over there, but there's not really a capture threat over there. So this may backfire. There could be a bunch of play coming up here.
Yeah. Now the position's starting to get a little more gelled here, where things are getting committed and pieces are starting to invade more into each other's territories.
Gold does not want a silver horse on F2. So I think it, you know, what can it do?
Well, I think probably moving a horse or a rabbit to D2 just to prevent it from going through. But, you know, eventually I think probably that camel is also going to get involved, and then it'll be difficult.
Yeah, if things are very safe down there for Silver, then the camel's going to, that's going to be very bad. Okay, so there's a rabbit on D2 now, and there's also a horse on C5. So gold is now doing something to produce counterplay and to defend Silver's attack. So gold has now got a plan, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, right now I think the silver camel should be able to maybe even safely come out to D4 and threaten the horse frame. The gold elephant, I don't think can afford to leave that position right away. Or maybe it can by stepping down and then unfreezing the horse, retreating the horse, and then...
It's got two moves, or two steps. The other
right.
two step can be cat to C4, and then horse to D5.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Silver goes for something like that. That'd be a pretty attacking move. Oh, he flips the cat, which is also a good option, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Threatening the cat right out in gold.
Yeah, and
What I thought he might have done is, instead of completing the flip, is moving the horse to F2, moving the rabbit out of the way.
Oh, okay. Right, I see what you're saying. And then that would allow for the dog to even maybe come over to, you know, try to take G3.
Yes. But what Silver's got right now is that cat isn't in a very weak spot. So that was pretty good, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that cat will be able to escape for too long. But I think this is a good opportunity for gold to try to create some play on the west now, and, you know, maybe even advancing a rabbit forward, using the horse to move it to G7, or I'm sorry, C7.
Another possibility is a cat to C4, unfreezing the horse. Horse mm-hmm. advances to C7 and moves the rabbit to D7, but there's a rabbit between that horse and the camel.
Oh, okay, yeah, right. So that makes it more difficult for the camel to come over and take the horse hostage, yeah.
Yeah, and that may free up the gold camel. What the gold camel would really love to be able to do is to get back over to F3 right now. Instead, gold makes it impossible, well, just makes it harder to go through that trap. So I didn't like that move by gold.
To do that, because... I don't know, kind of hard to say. Because the elephant wouldn't be able to still leave that area, I don't think. Yeah, well, if Silver threatens the cat now around F6, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the gold elephant can't go away.
Right. Or maybe he can just...
I was thinking of that on possibly a previous move.
Okay, so now Silver has to find some way to threaten the camel in order to get the elephant back over to the west.
And he can. Let's see, is that really a threat?
Well, maybe perhaps move the dog to D6 and then... use the elephant to pull the camel over to B5.
Yeah.
And also freezes the cat so it wouldn't be able to flip the rabbit into C3.
Yeah, so the dog ends up on C6. That
D6. Or maybe even C7. But
Right, C7 was what I was thinking, yeah. Right, C7, because as Simon writes... 6 would be false protection.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're right. I always miss those.
Now, if he does that,
uh-huh,
then, okay, so that's a temporary threat. So how does he...
Yep, that's exactly what he does.
So he does it. Okay, now Gold seems like ought to be able to respond to this.
Yeah,
one way might be to take that horse and put the horse on C7.
I would maybe even advance the dog to unfreeze the cat, push the rabbit onto C6, and then step the horse forward too.
Yeah. Gold needs to watch out for the rabbit on C6. Gold has a hole on the A file.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Oh, wow, yeah, that's... I didn't even notice that. That's very deadly.
You can't move the camel forward, and I'm wondering whether... Okay, if that just stays there, what happens if Silver... Okay, well, Gold saw the hole.
Yeah, that was sort of a safe move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that. Because that rabbit on that silver rabbit on the A file is extremely dangerous. You definitely want something blocking that.
I still can envision now Silver doing something like pull the gold camel, leave the elephant on C5. You've got a bunch of pieces frozen, at least temporarily. Then move that rabbit that's on C6. Yeah, there. So he did what I was thinking. What this does is you've got several pieces threatened, and you've got that goal problem.
Right, right. I think now the gold elephant probably has to step over to the west side now.
Well, let's see. Gold can get away without doing that by sort of scattering things. You start it with the B3 rabbit going forward, and then... Okay,
yeah,
he did it from the other side.
Right, yeah, just scatter.
All right, so if I had seen that in advance, would I have still wanted to do 46S?
Yeah, Gold...
It's hard to say. Interesting that Gold's pieces are now occupying the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th ranks, where they can all touch each other.
Yeah,
A nicely, nice support for each other.
Right, right. Yeah, Gold's position is actually not all that bad right now. You know, for being a dog down, Gold is actually playing very well.
But has been defensive. There's no real threats here. But Gold is addressing threats against it. I'm still looking for Silver to make progress around F3.
Yeah, although it's probably not as easy now. But yeah, I mean, that's where Gold is probably most vulnerable. I think it might even be safe now for the silver camel to advance, but Silver has other ideas. Okay, this is not too bad. I mean, Silver can... threatened to frame the horse here on F3, and also is threatening the dog capture on C6. So Gold has to try
that
to do something about both of those.
That would be a good frame, because frame that has to be broken, and in doing so, the cat on G5 won't be protected anymore.
Exactly. And also that gold horse on E5 would also need to retreat really quick, otherwise, you know, the camel is nearby.
So Gold needs to pull another good defensive move.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe just retreat the horse on D5 back to D4, and then move the elephant to F5. And then retreat the cat.
Make sure to take care of the dog.
Yeah, that dog is actually still vulnerable.
I keep trying to think of ways for the silver or the gold camel to advance.
Gold is getting low on time here. Unless I'm
missing. Oh, really? Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Just barely made it.
So that's a retreat. But that doesn't
stop
the immediate frame. And in fact, the cat's hanging now.
The rabbit is also capturable right now on F3.
Yeah, I'm looking at the G5 cat.
So it goes for more material. Yeah, Silver's position is getting better and better. I'm not sure what I'd do here as gold right now. It's really tough to play this. Oh, that was a good move.
Fritzline is talking about your method of recording. There is a recording over the air versus an internal recording. And also, he's claiming that there are echoes when you speak. I don't hear you echoing.
I've got earplugs on now, so hopefully there is an echo from my speaker.
I bet it was the speaker. Did you have the speaker on before?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay.
You have the speaker on.
You had it during this game. Did you have it on during previous games?
No, I didn't have it on earlier. Because I was using a digital recorder, but I'm not recording now, so I don't really need the speakers on.
Ah, okay. But when you were recording, you needed the speakers on?
Yeah, because I was using a digital recorder.
Okay. So apparently there's an alternative Fritzline would love to talk to you about.
Yeah, that would be good. I noticed
I'm being asked to get off. My daughter's coming here, and I really can't tell her no here. So I'm going to I'm going to switch out, but not log off, and hopefully you won't get a lot of noise. Let's try this.
Okay,
so really off here.
Okay, so gold's position is getting a little tough here. So it starts advancing the camel towards the F6 trap, creating some counterplay, but I don't know if that's going to pan out. If anyone else wants to join in on the commentary here, just feel free to jump in. So gold's only got about 23 seconds in reserve. It's really cutting it low. Yeah, so I think silver can start advancing those rabbits and even the horses further south now. I don't think he really has much to worry about. Right, so he decides to move the camel over to the west wing to safen that up from any kind of a threat from the gold camel. I don't see too much that gold can do right now to make the situation tough for silver. Although, gold has been playing extremely well for being behind in material so much. Gold's starting to get into reserve here, only about 20 seconds left in reserve. Okay, he pulls a rabbit with the camel. I think silver needs to just keep advancing on the east wing. Perhaps that would probably be enough to create a gold threat pretty soon. Just checking to make sure I have, yeah, it looks like silver is continuing to advance. Still, I think it's going to be a while before silver gets to a point where it'll be a serious goal threat. Yeah, it's really going to be tough to break through the defense there that Gold has right now. Let me see if there's any comments here in the chat room. So Nevermind is predicting about 62 moves for the game to finish. If anyone wants to come over to the TeamSpeak room and join in on the commentary, feel free to do so.
Testing, testing.
I can hear you.
Flash.
Oh, cool.
Flash?
Yeah, feel free to add any
flash.
Comments. If you want, go ahead and...
Won't you flash?
Okay, I will if I
hear you
if
fine.
I have any.
Oh, so Silver pushing back the horse to F1, and perhaps the rabbit on A3 was flipped into F3, would make it easier for Silver to go, but Gold responded, I think, pretty well to that. About players making moves rather quickly now.
Now Gold has to save his horse because.
I don't know if Silver will be able to run back with that horse. He's got a lot of pieces that are vulnerable around F3. But I'm sure
the
camel
could
maybe grab that horse. Okay, so Gold slowly trying to pull off another rabbit here. I don't think Silver's going to be able to make a lot of progress now on the east wing. That situation looks kind of deadlocked. And, basically the Silver Elephant is going to have to stay there. And Gold has a horse hostage. Okay, so Silver's trying to advance a little bit on the west wing, trying to save that rabbit.
Simultaneously, great threat on the horse.
Maybe your microphone is a little bit down. If you can maybe turn it up just a little bit. A little hard to hear.
Okay, I'll try.
So I missed what you said there.
I said that now that his camel is closer to the horse, it's more...
Right. This would be a great opportunity for Silver to pull that horse on E4 back towards the F6 trap. And the Silver Camel is really free to roam around very easily right now, with the Gold Elephant being stashed way deep on the east side.
Now my push-to-talk button is working.
So I think he's sort of anticipating that. And Gold releases the horse hostage and gets his elephant out to F4 to give it some more mobility. Although that kind of frees the Silver horse to be able to pull the rabbit on A3 to B3 and advance the silver rabbit to H3. That could eventually start to become a bit of a goal threat. Yeah, really difficult right now for Silver to make progress that easily. Okay, so Silver brings the camel towards the east wing, and pushes the horse back towards the silver side, threatening to capture it in F6. Now, gold probably could push the camel away and try to save the horse, but it would make F3 very vulnerable, and you know, I don't think gold wants to lose control of F3 right now. So even though it kind of looks like gold could save the horse, I don't think gold is going to be able to do that. At least not easily.
I have returned.
Oh, you're back, Ron?
Yeah, I am back. Apologize for that, but this is my daughter with autism, and she wants the computer. We have learned we give her the computer.
Yeah, you didn't miss a whole lot. The positions kind of gotten a little tangled up. Silver hasn't been able to make as much progress on the east wing as I thought Silver would be able to do. Gold has pulled his elephant over and safened it up quite a bit. But Silver here is working on trying to pull off with the gold horse and making some progress in that regard.
I'm noticing that the Silver has advanced some rabbits on the H file, which ultimately look like are going to score.
Yeah, definitely. There is that rabbit on the H file that's pretty well advanced. And with that horse being on the G file, makes it a pretty serious threat. Okay, so gold just slips away, saves the horse,
and also his camel because it was hanging.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the camel was vulnerable at F6. Although I don't think I don't know if Silver would have wanted to go for that even if Silver could, because you know that horse there on F3 would have been taken, and then that whole threat that was there before would sort of just vanish. But then again, I don't know. So Silver's turn right now. Silver has lots of time in reserve, just slowly making progress, little bit at a time. He really doesn't need to rush anything right now. Has a really good material advantage. So Silver is threatening a gold horse again on around the C6 trap.
That will serve to commit the gold camel.
Right.
I'm also thinking that Silver would like to advance the H4 rabbit down to H3 and ultimately to H2. Like on this move, Silver may elect to just flip the H3 rabbit.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a good move, I think. Or even just to get the horse to G2 and advance the Silver rabbit. And perhaps
do that, by doing that, okay, so by doing that, Silver horse would have a gold piece on all sides and wouldn't be able to make a lot of progress there. So that's why I kind of like completing the flip on the same move.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Is there a term for that, having an opponent's piece on all four sides of you so that you can't? What can't you do? You can't flip any of them. You can push them, but you actually can't. You can't pull any of them, which is what Silver would want to do in order to make gall. But he can't. He can only push.
Yeah, I don't know if we have a term for that.
Call it a cross.
A cross, huh?
Yeah.
I like that.
A lot of gall protection. Oh, he likes my idea.
Yeah, that's exactly what he does.
In response to this, Gold may advance the two rabbits, but I think that that help gives him a weaker goal protection position.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. Gold definitely needs to strengthen up the goal line back there. But I don't see exactly how he'd be able to do that right now.
He would be able to make another cross.
True, yeah. Advance both the rabbits on the G and the H file.
Cross up the horse.
Exactly. And usually the top players, I think, like to prefer to put a rabbit or something up against an advanced rabbit just because it makes it harder for it to, advance further.
An advanced rabbit on 5th or 6th rank, I have told myself that actually promotes the material account, almost as if it's like having an extra cat or an extra dog. You get a rabbit that far forward.
Huh, that's interesting.
Do you ever think like that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on, if you've got other stronger pieces up there or not. But yeah, if you've got some stronger pieces up there, I think you're right that, an advanced rabbit on the 4th or 5th rank is probably worth a cat.
Why did Gold move that last rabbit step? What do you think was the purpose in that?
I'm not exactly sure. But
which rabbit? Onto the trap?
Onto the trap, yes.
Maybe he's just wanting to unfreeze the dog there.
Right.
Yeah, that looks like all it can accomplish. What it does that, of course, you don't like is that it makes it so that you can't take B4 rabbit. And now what we're seeing is that there's an attempt to cause trouble by making it try to make goal threats, although I don't think it can. But now at least there's a threat against the B4 rabbit.
Yeah, I think Silver can perhaps, maybe just continue to advance a little bit more. Maybe moving the rabbit on E5 forward, backing it up with the dog, moving the elephant to D3, and advancing the rabbit some more.
Yeah, that would make a goal threat in it.
Yeah, that would protect
the hanging
rabbit,
cat.
As well as perhaps create a goal threat along the center.
So how easy is that goal threat to respond to? It's hard to respond to it with a gold elephant. The only place the gold elephant can do is to pull it.
Order to pull it, he probably first want to back something up around that F3 trap so that he doesn't lose the rabbit.
That would take a step, but even if he pulled it, the rabbit wouldn't be frozen.
Right,
so
right.
He would have a dog behind
again.
It. So he would probably use the horse to place the horse on F2. Of course, if he does that, then allows the H file advance to continue. So that may be a decent move.
See the horse and rabbit.
Yeah.
Along the east wing. Becomes a very tricky situation. Okay. Does something completely different?
Not even looking at it. This looks more like Silver is trying to make a legitimate goal threat out of the B4 rabbit.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And that's not terrible, because if you look at the rabbits of Silver, there are now four rabbits that are potential goal threats.
Ah, but Gold here now has basically invaded C6.
Yeah, that's something.
So I think the camel might have to retrieve either that or... Well, actually, no. I think even that rabbit on A6 could swing around and at least temporarily provide some protection for C6. Okay, so he decides to use the camel. And, stashes away the rabbit over to the A file to keep it safe.
And the A file rabbits don't look like gull threats to me right now, because there's not a real good hull there.
No.
I was wondering whether the silver camel could go to B3 and provide some sort of a threat, but too much material would go away.
But he did, on that last move, step that rabbit from E5 to D5, and then, you know, that could start advancing and perhaps create a bit of a gold threat pretty soon.
So the people who predicted 62 moves are really hoping that one of the players goals on this turn.
I don't see that happening. But yeah, this game is probably going to go for at least another, I'd say 10 moves at least.
That's what it looks like, 10.
Yeah, now gold is creating a threat for the rabbit again.
And that reflects well on gold's play. We really didn't think that we'd see 60. We thought, yeah, maybe 60, maybe not. But gold appears to have defended better than we expected.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially for being behind a dog and a cat. Wow, you know, that's marvelous.
Quad A is noting that the D6 horse has been out of play. I think that's right. I think that if you have a material advantage, you'd like to get all your pieces into play so that the material can actually work to your advantage. In a way, silver seems to be relying on too few pieces.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's probably what's
slowing everything down a bit. Like you said, that horse over there on G6 is well, maybe he's worried about that advanced rabbit possibly becoming a problem. That rabbit on G4. So maybe that horse isn't out of place, but I don't know.
If too many things went forward like that horse, then you wonder is the gold has the two advanced pieces. So we wonder whether those pieces could cause trouble. I think in this case, what we're waiting for is silver to find a plan where it can make better progress than it's making.
Yeah, right now they're almost going back and forth over that rabbit.
Gold seems to be using all its resources and keeping silver from advancing. Silver has, well, it's got the G6 horse, and there's also the small pieces, the dog and the cat, up in the northwest that really aren't doing anything.
Right.
Gold
unit
just three steps in his last move. He could have advanced the A3 rabbit to A4 in order to prevent silver from constantly. Yeah, but he doesn't.
I think he did exactly what you said now. Yeah, so now I think the silver camel has to step forward to C4 if he wants to prevent that rabbit capture.
While it's safe, doesn't look like it's doing anything. You'd really like to be able to advance that central, the D5 rabbit, if you're silver. So the problem that you have right now, D4 gold rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
You'd like to get rid of that rabbit somehow.
Right.
Not sure how he does that. I think that the silver camel is going to get stuck on C4 and is going to stay there for a bit.
Yeah. And
maybe
I think if that rabbit advances, it could become a problem.
This may be a job that you can give to the camel on G6. You know, in a later move, you can move it to E4, and it can start helping.
Right. Yeah, gold is playing pretty well. I mean, for the position and being behind in material. Gold is hanging in there pretty well. Okay. That was interesting. Now the cat actually could just capture that rabbit and cross through, right?
Well, that's the reflex that I would have.
Yeah.
I would be sitting next to an elephant, but, well, that's the reflex that hippo has.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think that the elephant has anywhere to put that cat, take it out of play.
That
kind of didn't work.
Yeah, the elephant can't really leave from there unless Silver moves the horse off of the the G3 square. And if he does that, then, you know, the gold horse would probably occupy that square, and then that makes it really tough for Silver to make any progress on that side. Yeah, gold seems to be making a little bit of progress here slowly. But I think the material, disadvantages is perhaps too much.
I think it's too much, although gold's pieces are more active. Silver has a lot of pieces that aren't doing anything.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what's causing this.
Yeah, especially like the cat and dog on A7 and B7, the horse on G6.
Okay, so now the cat comes more into play.
Right, I think he's probably planning to replace the elephant with the cat.
You don't see that very often.
Yeah. But I think in this position it might be safe to do that.
Yeah, I think it could be with the elephant nearby, and now you have an advanced rabbit that's also nearby.
Exactly. Yeah, interesting position here right now.
Not sure what gold can do. I'm half looking at putting one of the rabbits onto D2. I think you'd have to move the one that's on G1.
What about if gold just uses the dog to... Well, okay, he pushed it back, but I was thinking, what if he had moved the dog to, say, D2, unfreezing the cat, and then... pull the rabbit forward, moving the cat into C3, and then move the cat down to C2.
Make the trap safe.
Right, make the trap safe, and that way sort of threatening the rabbit. So that way, you know, I think the camel might have had to leave from there, or perhaps the cat would have to come over to C4.
That's what I think you'd do.
Right.
One interesting thing to watch is that the A6, Silver's A6 rabbit, can move forward all the way to B3 if it were safe to do so.
Oh, yeah.
But it might go to C4 or B4. That rabbit C4, would that pose a problem?
I mean, if Silver could somehow get that dog on C2 a little bit occupied on the east wing, that would be a deadly move then.
One way to do that would be this replacement move. Okay, so on this move, elephant to D3, move the rabbit to E5, and the cat to E3.
Right.
And that's only three steps.
Yeah.
So maybe with the fourth step, something like pushing the A6 rabbit. And that would create tension if nothing else.
Right. Yeah, and then perhaps even after that, with the elephant being close to the C3 square, I think then it would be actually safe to advance that A6 rabbit then.
Quad A has suggested just that move. I just noticed it now. I don't know whether he typed that in 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, in the chat room, I see that.
And is exasperated that we aren't paying attention. Our apologies there, Quad A. Well, Silver's taking some time on this one.
Yeah, Silver has a lot of options here right now.
Another thing about advancing that A6 rabbit is that it allows a few moves to go loosen up that dog-cat combination play.
Oh, yeah. That was in the play. Definitely.
And in fact, it may even be able to follow that rabbit down the B-file. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's making some progress on that.
Okay, I can hear virtual cheering in the chat room. Now that we all make the move, okay, Gold, it's time for Gold to show us why that was a bad move.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see a whole lot of options here for Gold now. I think things might start to pick up pretty soon.
Okay, so the chat room is actually showing us visual cheering.
I'm getting a little bit of static.
You're getting static because I lost the little fuzzy thing on my microphone. I'm replacing it.
Oh, okay, that explains it. Yeah, I don't see a whole lot of options here for Gold. Perhaps Gold might want to move the dog over to B3 now.
I think that's a better place for it.
Oh, that was good. Oh, but maybe not, because the silver camel can pull the
can
rabbit
free it up.
Again.
Yeah.
Pull the gold rabbit over to the B file and then advance the A rabbit.
And that's a move that can be undone, but it takes four steps to undo it. So I think that move would constitute a genuine piece of progress.
Yeah, they could get into a cycle there.
I wonder if the silver camel could finish on B4.
Whoa. Okay, so silver goes back to the elephant now.
Yeah, an interesting possibility is then silver pulling camel.
Yeah.
Quad A was thinking of the move that I was considering. Well, I was considering leaving the silver camel on B4 instead of on C5. But yeah, silver finally doesn't like what gold has on C6. And now I wonder if you put the dog on D3, threatening the cat, what does that mean? I still think silver has plenty of ammunition over there.
Yeah, I think gold probably is going to end up getting either the camel or the horse taken hostage here. Well, probably most likely the camel, because I don't see where the... I mean, unless he dashes the camel, but then he'll lose the horse. So, he's sort of like temporarily threatening the horse by F3, but that's very easy to prevent.
Yeah, so actually this is an offer of either a horse or a camel for a cat.
Yeah, I would just let the silver, I'd let the cat go, maybe take the camel hostage and then advance my dog forward.
Yes, so the camel ends up on D7.
Yep, that's exactly what he does.
I was thinking of having the camel end up on D7 so the horse stays on D6.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Either way, trades always favor silver here.
Yeah.
Silver wants trades. His rabbits are already advanced.
What about now the gold horse pushing through the trap, pushing the dog out of the way? Would that be possible?
Let's see. So the gold horse on B6 can what? Pull the dog?
No, the gold horse what's that square?
G2?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So the gold horse can go forward, push the dog, and that would threaten the silver horse on 3. In response, silver could have taken the horse, which it can do now, and
then
threatening
the
camel. That doesn't look like a good deal, but gold didn't have many good options anyway.
Well, I was thinking for the last two steps, Gold might have, well, yeah, I guess you can't advance that cat far enough because it gets frozen by the camel. So, yeah, you're right. Didn't have many options there.
To prolong the game, I would almost think of as Gold having retreated the horse two steps and let the camel go. Okay, you're in a big hole material, but you're probably in a better blocking position, and the game's going to go more moves. So depends what your priorities are here. I suppose in this tournament game, what you want to do is do something crazy when you're this far behind to get the possibility of winning by some freak chance. Doing conservative things doesn't help.
Yeah, like Carl said, the more you prolong the game, the more chance that you have your opponent might lose his connection.
Right.
So you could win that way.
Yeah, so if things are really hopeless, yeah, then... thing. And so someone in the chat room is talking about the rabbit on the A file, and there it is. The Jeff sees it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think the game might be over quickly now.
Yeah, that's going to get hard to stop now.
So what Silver has is a deadlock at C6 with the elephants, a free camel with a goal threat on the west side, material threats around F3, a horse that is still doing nothing on G6.
Oh, wow, I like this Gold move.
Yes, that's a good Gold move, although he can't get goal on the next move, so I'm thinking that the camel pushes the rabbit, or the cat to the side and advances the rabbit two squares.
Yeah, maybe it's not, maybe it's just kind of artificial. I guess if Silver just continues advancing the A rabbit, that might be the best alternative.
Yeah, so that Silver rabbit looks scary.
Yeah, just a... Side,
it's
maybe.
It's like a rabbit with really long buck teeth. It kind of looks scary. You know, oversized ears.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think Silver just pushes
the
cat
onto
C3. A were rabbit, huh?
Yeah, push the cat onto C3 and advance the rabbit.
Yeah,
to
A rabbit.
And that would look really scary.
Yeah, that would be a little bit hard to stop.
And any attempt to stop it would have to account for the rabbit on 5, which can advance. It can't goal, but it could advance. For instance, if you try and do something with the dog or something like that, you have that other rabbit. Of course, you move that rabbit forward and goal. Goals on you, and you lose. So
be careful about that. That weather.
Yeah. It depends whether the moon's out.
Yeah.
Now I'm here where it's all dark here. Of course, the clouds are. We got cloud cover here in Washington, so the were-rabbit is not going to turn into a wolf rabbit.
Any kind of serious threat, huh? Yeah, Jay's thinking quite a bit here on this move.
And finally does what we suggest.
Right. Yeah, I don't see much alternative here now for Gold. This might actually be it. I don't know how he could stop it.
Well, what can Gold do?
If he just sacrifices... Well, let's see, step the dog over, then move the rabbit. No, he can't move that rabbit on...
If he moves the rabbit, he's got to move the horse.
Yeah, can't move that rabbit on E2 because the other rabbit would go. So, I think this is it.
So, it was 72 instead of 62.
Well, we said 10 more moves.
Right.
Yeah, it's... Definitely a goal here, I think. Unstoppable. Well, Ned, time to thank the sponsors.
Tell us about the sponsors, Omar.
That's right. So, definitely like to thank our sponsors for supporting the World Championship Tournament, Z-Man Games, and Board Games for Us. And I also like to thank everyone who contributed to the Rima Prize Fund and everyone who's come out to watch the games today. Hope you had a great time. We've been having like a lot of very interesting games today. Wow. It's been pretty interesting watching this match. It's gone quite long, but now I think it's pretty close to the end here. Thanks for commenting on this, Ned.
Well, thank you for allowing it. I'm surprised I haven't said anything to get us into trouble. hoping that Silver won't see the goal. Really, there was no other way to play that.
Yeah, so there's this straight shot for the rabbit.
And he makes it.
Okay, great. I wonder if these players have the TeamSpeak client.
I think I'm going to bow out of this at this time. My family has already had dinner.
Okay.
And they're already getting into the nighttime portion.
Okay, well thanks for commenting on this.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no comment at all.
And if I wasn't too dumb, I would do it again.
Yeah, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it might be, and I think
thanks a whole lot.
Great job. All right, take care, Ned.
Okay, over and out. I'm okay, bye-bye. Using the flu network to leave.
Yeah, I wasn't able to record this, but I see Ultra, you've recorded this session, so maybe if you could also upload this, that would be great. Okay, I'm going to sign out here too now. Take care, guys.